Welcome to War Gaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. I want to welcome you to this debut episode of the 2022 season. Can you believe it? It is already 2022. Means we've been on the air for yet another year. And I am, of course, so delighted to be here with you. And it has been quite a road, right? Since you guys have heard me and since I have been here with you in 2021, for those of you who are not longtime fans, we lost my dear friend and co-host Adrian Benson. He had passed away due to cancer, and I took a bit of a sabbatical from the show, and thankfully my buddy Joshua Shoebridge stepped in and hosted some episodes for me, and then that turned into a much longer sabbatical for some health reasons of mine, which I did not share at the time, but I'm sure we'll get into at another point. Today, I want to share with you some thoughts I have about, lessons I've learned from living during this pandemic, which continues now in 2022, and how it pertains to tabletop gaming, the hobby, and all the different things that we discuss here on War Gaming Recon. So, like you, I'm sure, I've been hit hard by the pandemic in just about every aspect of life, even aspects I didn't consider that would impact me. And so, it has been quite a roller coaster. And in the past year or so, we've discussed other ways to kind of deal with the pandemic and try to get some gaming in. And we even did things like help co-host and co-run a virtual tabletop gaming convention called Let's Roll. Did that with the fantastic individuals from Iron Hammer Studio and Things in the Basement. And I know I'm leaving out some others, but there was a whole group of us who worked to make that happen. But now I kind of want to talk more broadly about things I've learned from living during the pandemic and how it impacts here with gaming and the hobby. So the first one that I want to share, I think it's going to be rather controversial for some of us. And it felt weird for me too. I've mulled over these for quite a while. I've actually kind of started and stopped this episode days at a time. So I've learned that it's really important to be willing to let go. Let go of things that feel comfortable to me and to us as a whole, I think. Let go of things that are traditions. Let go of things that we do. Things that are part of our routine. Things that maybe feel right or felt right, as I refer to it in the before times. Things that maybe don't work anymore. We can't be afraid to let go of these things, and it can be really hard. So, for example, I used to feel very strongly that I needed to game in person. I needed to be there in person. I needed to play tabletop games. And I would have strong opinions on what my preferences would be. I would play any game there is, right? My rules used to be, and I hate the term rules now, but my rules used to be, if I don't have to buy anything, I don't have to build or paint anything, I'm willing to play anything. You teach me and are willing to share that with me, I'll sit down, I'll play any game there is. And I've learned that these things don't work for me anymore. Maybe they don't work for you too, right? So I've found that I don't need to play games in person. I found that I can actually get a lot of joy by not gaming. And you're going to say, wait, what? How does that fit into a gaming podcast? And really, I've used that time for me personally to reevaluate what is important to me, and how to approach the hobby, and what aspects of the hobby bring me joy. I still love to play games. I love to play tabletop games. But I don't have to game in person. I don't have to be at, say, a convention. And conventions are wonderful for many, many reasons. But I don't have to be at a convention to get the same joy and the same happiness and to feel the same amount of involvement with playing a game as if I'm playing a game digitally or virtually. I can play it at distance. And I know this is something a lot of people have done, especially those who play role-playing games, right? A lot of individuals have used things like Skype, they've used Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Google Live, or whatever it's called now. They play games that way. And in part, the pandemic has necessitated this, right? Many parts of the globe were under lockdown. Many are returning to lockdown now, as of the time that I'm recording this, early January 2022. It's not possible, it's not safe, it's not wise for many individuals to be together in person and play games. So we've had to find other ways to do it, right? I've also found the joy of solo gaming. For Christmas, one of the presents I got was another one of the brilliant GMT submarine games. It's Under the Med Sea, I believe, is the one I got for Christmas. Where you take the role of an Italian submariner during World War II, and you're going on a cruise and trying to sink enemy shipping. And I played, and I still play, the American one. GMT has this whole series, The Hunters, The Hunted, so forth, Silent Service, and etc. And they keep on adding more. Solo gaming is a lot of fun. Now, does that replace completely gaming with others? For me, no. For others, yes, and that's okay. Now, let's say you're someone who only solo gamed, right? And maybe you took that as law. Maybe now's the time to think about that and think, okay, do I want to try virtual gaming? Am I able to do that? Do I have the stuff to do it? Do I have the desire? Do I have individuals with whom I can game safely in person? Or if this is in the future sometime you're listening to this episode, and there is no pandemic and where you can run around free without masks and protective gear, maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want to game with others. Think about it, and don't be fearful, really, to let go of the, no, I only game in person, or another one, I know individuals who only game in certain scale sizes or periods. I only do historicals. I only do fantasy. I'll only play 40K. I'll only whatever. Let it go. Think about it, right? Because maybe what worked for you in the past doesn't work for you now. That is okay. It can be scary, but it's okay to do. And not only with gaming, but with any part of your life. Take a moment to reflect. And if something doesn't work for you, give it up. Change it. Find a way to make it work for you. We only have this time, right, that we have here now. And whether you believe in an afterlife or a reincarnation or whatever else, you still want to make the most of what we have now. So you don't want to be miserable. You don't want to be beholden to old mores just because. That's not, in my opinion, the best way to handle it. It's not the happiest way, not the most healthy way to deal with it. And I think it's 100% true for gaming. Maybe you've only played Euro games and you want to try something different. Maybe you've only been or predominantly been a role player, right? You've only done RPGs. Why not try historicals? Why not try a different scale? You've never gone to a convention. Conventions are not your thing. They scare you. Conventions used to scare me greatly. And to some degree, large groups still scare me. I'm an introvert. I like others, but also being around others is very socially exhausting for me. And a little frightening. Not to say it's bad. It's just, it's one of my things, right? Maybe try to let go of that and try to branch out. so that you can go and attend a convention and experience some of these things that you may not have experienced before. Some of these other games, meet other individuals. Maybe meeting individuals is scary for you. You won't do it. No, right? Give it a try. See what happens. That's the first kind of lesson that I've learned from this whole pandemic thing. Let go. It is, and I've said it before, it is scary, right? I think it's really scary. Change is frightening for a lot of us. Letting go of something that we hold true, something that we have dear to us, that can scare the bejesus out of you, right? But it doesn't mean it's bad. And you know, if it doesn't end up working out for you, if it doesn't feel right, you can let that go too. You can go back to what you were doing before or some other variation of things. It's okay. It is okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I've learned the importance of trying to, and I don't want to say love, but trying to appreciate and survive change. Nothing stays the same. I know there are some individuals who are in love, who just really hold on to, say, a certain edition of a game, whether it's a role-playing game, a certain edition of Warhammer Fantasy, or whatever. And they won't play a new edition. They found this other edition, and this is what they like. But it's okay to look at change and see how things morph, right? Maybe new information comes out about historicals, and we learn that there's a new tank that was used, and we never knew about this new tank. I don't know why we didn't know, but we didn't know. And now we know that there was this tank that was going to be amazing. And so this changing information comes in. Maybe try to include it in the gaming. Or there's a change in the way that we can game, right? Whether we used to only game in person, or play by mail, or play by email, and now you can do video gaming, right? You can do virtual gaming that way, where you have a webcam and you're playing that way. Or maybe you're trying to embrace or survive the change of new technology that comes into gaming. Or new individuals. There's always new individuals coming into gaming, right? There's always this change about what game or style of games are going to be popular. What game or style of games might tickle your fancy. For most, it doesn't stand still. It's going to morph. It's going to alter. It's going to evolve. It's going to change. Try to ride the wave. There's that old adage, right, about a tree, right? And a big storm is coming, and the tree that stands perfectly straight up and still, the storm comes in, this change of weather, and the tree breaks. It's gone. But the tree that bends and rides the storm survives. I used to think, you know, I'd grit my teeth. Okay, change is coming, and I'm going to get through it, but man, I don't want to. I'm going to fight it every step of the way. It takes a toll on you. It really does. And with gaming, you don't need to. Loosen your jaw, okay? Just do it with me. Just, loosen that jaw up a little bit. If you find yourself tensing up, right? Especially with the change, whatever change is coming, you find yourself like, roll your shoulders back. I find that to be helpful. Take a deep breath. Joshua's going to hate that. He's going to be like, oh man, that audio. Ah! Exhale. See what the change is. That's kind of connects with that whole letting go, right? You let go, embrace the change, see what happens with the change. Maybe you can move forward. Maybe the change won't be as bad as you thought. For me, 9 times out of 10, it has not been as bad as I thought it would be. It might be bad, right? It might not be great. But it won't be world-ending change. The world still turns. The sun still shines. We can get through the change, okay? Maybe a company goes out of business and we can't get the miniatures we want anymore. This happened with me. I loved Starship Troopers, right, by Mongoose Publishing. Mongoose stopped publishing the game. You couldn't get the minis anymore. You couldn't get the rules. They were so hard to get. And it would just make you go, "Arr!" Or same with Axis and Allies War at Sea by Wizards of the Coast. Game ended. I was like, "Oh, man, what do? I still have my stuff, but I didn't get everything I wanted. Arr!" Embrace the change. That went by the wayside. I still have the stuff for War at Sea, for example. But then that kind of allowed me to say, hey, what other games are out here? What other naval games are out here? What other games can I move tiny ships around, can give me that kind of feel that War at Sea gave me? What other individuals are out there who remember this game or are willing to try it? Be an advocate, right? Get out there, try to change, see what you can do. So those are a couple lessons that I've learned from the pandemic. I've also learned I don't need, and you probably don't either, I don't need all the gaming stuff I have. Shocker! The Lead Mountain is not a necessity. It does not bring joy to all of us. It's okay. When you come across a situation like that, and it might happen for you as it's happened for me, I'm going to go back and loop to the first thing I said. Let it go, right? Let it go. I am, as shocking as this is to a lot of individuals, slowly, much more slowly than I would like, but very slowly, getting rid of a lot of gaming stuff that I have. I used to get gaming things, right? Whether it was minis or rules or terrain or whatever, because I thought it looked cool. I would use it for a project someday. That future whenever. That's really indefinite. We don't have any firm grasp on when it'll happen, how it'll happen. But sometime it'll happen, right? I think we've all done this. Whoa, those ancient Roman minis look really cool. I can't wait to do an ancient Roman army. We'll do that sometime. Wouldn't it be neat if we played whatever? This store has a great deal on blah, blah, blah. Let's get them because we can use it. I don't know when, but maybe. I, and maybe you, but I have to stop doing that. For me, I only have so much room in my house. I have two small children. I have a wife. I have a bunny. And all these things require space. And having mountains gaming stuff does not bring me joy. It does not make me feel good. And most importantly, I am not going to use it. I know that and realize that now. And so I can move the stuff along. I can give it to others who will use it and will appreciate it. I can sell it. I can trade it away. I could do whatever. And so I am downsizing my gaming collection. Downsize your gaming collection. Do you really need 10 different armies for the same period in the same scale, based the same way? Here's a little secret that you probably don't want to admit. No, you don't. No, I don't either. I have a bunch of terrain from things from the basement that's absolutely gorgeous. Things I painted, things I built, beautiful pieces, but I'm not going to use it for anything. It's going. I have minis going, rule books going, old gaming magazines. Why am I keeping these going? I'm going to refocus on what is really important for me with gaming and what realistically I will be able to handle, whether it's games I'll be able to play, stuff that I'll be able to use with individuals, rules that bring me happiness, you name it. Whatever criteria works for you, that's okay. Downsize your gaming. There's a really good thing that I've tried to do over previous years, and I haven't been so great about it, but I'm going to try to make this a thing for me now. And that is, I want to avoid buying a whole army at once. Often you can get a good deal, right? And you're like, oh my, I'll just get it all at once and it'll be okay. And then I don't have to worry about price increases. I don't have to worry about trying to get the stuff again. Or maybe there's a special army deal or whatever. Whatever your reasoning is. And for a lot of us, and especially for myself, there's a rush, right? With getting all that, oh my God, all the stuff is so cool, yay! And then you get it home. It comes in the post. And it sits there. This gigantic behemoth of things. And metal and paper and cardboard and books and glue and all this stuff. And it's overwhelming. Just like writer's block. You might start on it. I might start on it. And then, I'm done. Or maybe the passion wasn't really there to begin with. You thought it was, but after you have a taste, no, it's not to your liking. Not to my liking. I really want to start on just getting small portions of stuff. And then accomplish that, complete that, whatever that means for me. And then get more. Do it in stages. Small batch of things that I can handle that are digestible for me, right? And then get the next one. Don't eat the whole feast in one go, buddy. Because then you'll get bloated and you'll be like, oh my goodness, it's too much. I wish I didn't do that. More manageable bites. I find that to be helpful. So we've talked about letting go. We've talked about embracing or surviving change. Downsizing our collections. I know that's controversial. Downsize? What? Get rid of my lead mountain? Maybe don't get rid of it, but maybe make it smaller. That's okay. I also want to share that I've learned it is okay to identify as a gamer and not game. Oh no, he didn't! Yes. It's okay. You might go through a period of time where you don't have the desire to game. You might be in a funk. That's okay. Happens to others. It happens to me. I'm kind of in a weird sort of pseudo funk right now with it, where I don't have a huge desire to play games, but I kind of do. So I kind of waffle and go back and forth. That's okay. This does not mean you will never game again. This does not mean your past of gaming is wasted. That is not what this is. No. You are just having a period of time where gaming is not vital to you. And that is okay. You'll be able to come back to it when you are ready. This ties into the letting go and surviving or embracing the change. With pandemic, everything that we knew to be true might not be true anymore. A lot of individuals have decided that the whole working in the office 9-to-5 isn't for them. They want to work remotely. They want different hours. They want change. That's okay. It's bred opportunities for us so that we can do other things and things that bring us joy that maybe we couldn't before. Early on in the pandemic, I did a daily during the week, a weekday, a daily live show. The Wargaming Recon Pandemic Coffee Break. Half hour live show with all of you. That's something I could never have done otherwise, and I'm so happy I did it. I also learned that as much as the idea of doing a daily podcast, a daily show with everyone sounds exciting, after a while of doing it, it's exhausting. And so I'm glad I don't do that. I've learned that taking a break is invaluable. 2021 was when I took the longest break from the show ever. Such a long time. And it was not planned in advance. In the past, we've taken a winter break sometime around my birthday and Christmas and New Year's and Kwanzaa and Hanukkah until partway through January, and also kind of done like a summer one at some points. But last year, went on sabbatical. I was hit hard by the passing of Adrian, and there's been a lot of other deaths in my life, partly from pandemic, partly from other things. It's been a hard road for me. And so I took a long, long break. And in the beginning, I felt very badly about it. I felt that I was abandoning all of you. That was hard. I didn't want to let any of you down. And then I was getting messages from a bunch of you. Take your time. We're thinking of you. We're here for you. So sorry for your loss. You do good things. We appreciate what you do with the show. What Gaming Recon is quality. It's, you know, it's really good. And all these uplifting messages. I really appreciated hearing them. And in an odd way, they made me feel bad, though, too. Not your fault. It's all on me. I felt like, oh, man, people are relying on what we do here, and I'm letting them down. So that was rough. And they were really hard times for me. Taking that time, though, was so wonderful. Something I never would have done otherwise. Never. And I feel like having that time away has allowed me to really focus on other things that were important and probably impacting the show in ways that I never realized. Just things with myself. And that by taking the time from the show, I was able to reevaluate. I was able to come up with some new content and think about how things would look in the future so that I could come back to you. I could come back energized. I could come back with a passion and a desire and a willingness to do what I can, whatever that is. And I don't know what that is anymore. It's not perfection. Perfection is impossible. But just to do whatever I can do at any point, at any shape, in any way, for all of us, for this community, to share cool things that are happening in the tabletop gaming space and the historical space and what we're doing, but also to lift us up and to double down on the importance of maintaining our mental health. It's something that's becoming more prevalent that others are speaking about. I'm glad that they are. Want to get the message out that you matter. And in case I've never told any of you this before, in case you've never heard this before from anyone, please listen really closely. I care about you, and I like you just the way you are right now. Good, bad, ugly, whatever. I care about you. You have value. You are important. So please take that with you. And just think that you can go through life and you can make a difference in the lives of others without ever knowing it. But to someone out there, you have changed their life. You have improved it. And you've made their life a better existence for them. They may never thank you. They may never realize that it was you, but you've done that for someone. So I just want to thank you. I want to tell you how much it means to me that you, each of you, that you've been here with me on this journey. And I want to say how much I'm grateful for the understanding of the community while I took that time off in 2021. It was hard, and I'm sure you've had a lot of difficulties in life too, maybe especially recently with pandemic. We can survive this. We can get through this. We need to be there for one another. We need to support one another. We need to be kind. Please be kind to one another. Please do that for me. Do that for you. You don't have to do it for me. Do it for yourself. That's what I got. This is the new 2022 season of Wargaming Recon. We'll have more episodes coming out in the year. We'll have guests on. We're going to talk about games. We'll play some games ourselves. We'll discuss new products and all that cool stuff. And we'll be doing all of that and have that coming towards you. But I hope you appreciate this, albeit maybe slightly shorter, first episode of 2022, where I have shared some of the lessons I've learned from pandemic, such as letting go, surviving, or just getting through change, embracing change, downsizing the gaming collection, focus on what's important to you, reprioritize, see what works. It's okay. I hope these tidbits help you. I hope that they're of value. And I'd love to know things that you have learned from the pandemic. So please reach out. We're on all the things as Wargaming Recon. Social media, you can find us everywhere. Whether it's on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We're on, I don't know, all the other things. You can visit us at wargamingrecon.com. You can rate and leave a review for us on iTunes or wherever you listen to the podcast. We're all over the place. So thank you. And I want to thank everyone who's a member of the Wargaming Recon team, who helps to make the podcast a reality and get it into your ear hole so you can listen to this thing. And until next time, you know the drill. And this has been so long since I've said this. You know that you have to keep on gaming.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon on your mobile device. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew.
Thank you to everyone who backed our 2021 podcast season on Kickstarter. In particular, we'd like to thank 3DDZYN at 3ddesign.com, Nate Taylor of Dwarven Forge, and Things from the Basement, where you can get highly detailed laser-cut terrain kits for 28, 20, and 15mm figures and other exciting products. We couldn't have been successful without the help of all of you. Thank you so much for your support and being part of our community. We hope you are enjoying the 2021 season.